בוקר טוב,
ערב
מורנינג, how are
טוב,
you?
טוב. ברוך השם טוב, ערב טוב.
Good, good, good. Okay. We remember the perek dalet in Chiloi. Last week we spoke about Dvarim Nifloim, we saw from the Nefesh HaChaim. We saw from Tfilas Chana. We saw very interesting yesod that when a person is Dovok to Hashem B'tfilah, he's Kamo Adam Rishon Lifnei Achet. Okay, we said Bidyuk how this ties into this unique type of Tefillah Chiloi. The whole type of Tefillah Chiloi is a bit vague. Of all the Yesodis, each one on their own, when we need to know them. Hopefully, in the end, hopefully, you'll pass something together. If not, we'll have to work through it again next time. As he says, like this on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Aleph, Umanim Ratzu Drive Chazal, Alinin Atfila, the Gemarian Brochas. Morris says, Kerum Zulas Lifne Odom. The Pasuk in Tehillim. These are things that stand Kerum. Kerum is the head, the top, the rod of the world. The Pasuk says, Kerum Zulas Lifne Odom. Because I'll dash from that Pasuk that there's things that are aimed him. Things that stand at the heights of the world, means very, very choshev, important things. And people, zulois, from Loshen Zol, people make keep of them, people make light of them. Abza brings from this Gemara. She yoifiv chel matbeya hatfila guma shem mushulovim upratim rabim veitztaref kulam yachad yeshem hekev sholem hachobek oilam umaloi. That's a big sentence. There's a beauty of this tefillah, of the nusach of tefillah that we got from ancient Knesset HaGedolah, is that there's a lot of different things mushulavya, there's a lot of different things tied together here, which includes, joins together all the things in the whole world. Mechubak oilam umole. The whole world is involved here. So what? But people make light of it, they make keep of it. Why do they make light of it? People don't want to be difficult. People are not the mezalzel in lot because they want to be they're rebelling. No, they just don't know. If you don't know that something's very valuable, as you won't look after it properly. And because people know the idea, they don't have a idea of this of these yesodos, and they don't pay attention to the enormous gadlus, to the shleimus of tefillah that includes and surrounds everything. They cut here, they chop there. If he does eventually get to davening, when he gets to tefillah, he does it bechipazon. He's always in Pesach, Utamid Bechipazon. That's not the place for Chipazon and Beirut. Because it's more important, it's less important. He drops, he makes Psharim in his tefillah. Marich Kan, Makatzah Sham, Achim Babavet, Kol Yoifi, Vetukvah Shela Tefillah, Haboim Beikim Mikoyach, Ekeifah Vetshlemusa. He's missing this aspect of tefillah that comes about Dafka because it's Makif, it means it includes everything and it's Sholem. Somebody who believes what Chazal says, he's got time to daven to Hashem. He's got time because he knows what the tefillah is. So he's got time to build his tefillah. To raise the levels of his kivus elokim through tefillah every day, to become more sholem, more tomim, more whole. V'lo mumbruch hasara nevorim, ha'oyle l'rotzen ifnei Hashem, ki'ishim v'nechuchim. It comes to Hashem. Those tefillahs come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's makabel them, and they're very beautiful in Hashem's eyes. Like the kabbonis, the fires of the Mizbeach. So that's what it is. So it means like this: we have to know what tefillah is. We have to understand it. Why do you make it cheap? Because we don't know what it is. We don't appreciate what the value of this thing is. So we rush through it. We think, I came a bit late. So I'll chop this. I'll cut that. No. Tzarich. Like we learned one of the nine things he brought in the when we were learning Hilchos Tefillah at the beginning of the Sefer there. He said one of the nine things he brought right in the beginning. I don't know if you remember that will help us to get our tefillahs answered and make our tefillahs is you have to have time. Please, man, if you come late, you leave early as a chatecheta. But not matter if you don't have a choice, but honest once in a while, say, correct. That's why there's halachas, how you have to conduct yourself, but honest when you don't have time. But to make a lechatchila out of not having time is a zilzul. That's the Gemara there. Okay. Let's have a look now. He's going to discuss more about Shachris here. Let's have a look and see what he says here. Again, mazeh biduk to chiloi. I'm not gonna guess yet. I'm not sure exactly how this fits in biduk. Different aspects from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Moshe Not sure. So I have to go through that again, the beginning, then see exactly what this is. Each of these paragraphs is niflen and on of its own. And not to other aspects of tefillah. I mean, Shmoneh Esrei, he'll be dealing with now that's tefillah. So I don't know. I've no idea. The Gamba Pashtus, Anuroim, we see this all-encompassing aspect of Shmoneh Esrei, of not Shmoneh Esrei, of the whole Tefillah Shachris. Matchil brachas. You start with brachas. The varecha ulahides l'Hashem ulahisiv shefa v'brocha b'kol inyan ha'olam. We mevarech and we praise Hashem to add and we add shefa and brocha in all the things of our world. V'seida brachas makif olam ha'maloi. Those brachas revolve around everything. First, you thank Hashem just for the fact that you exist. Then we go a bit further. Who am I? I'm not a goy. I'm not an eved. We thank Hashem for our eyes, for our clothes. We thank Hashem for the ground that we stand on. Just you think about the ground we stand on. This whole planet Earth is a whole sugi. It's a whole miracle on itself. Then we thank Hashem for everything that He does, that He takes care of all our needs, until we thank Him just for the shoes on our feet, our belts, everything. We thank Hashem, the Torah we know, that's the whole story of our life. Al gufa shenoytze we thank Hashem for everything. That we see just in brachas, you've already been on a journey around the whole world. You've touched every aspect of the bria just in as when you say brachas. Then we go to say the kabbonis. There you inject into the entire world ruach chayim, whatever that means. V'hinei k'tives korboni lachmi. Can we also call them oichel lechem? Can they let lo koyach le neshama le kaim achayim ativim? Can we also in the same way that a person eats bread, in order to give his neshama koyach that he can live the world down, in the natural world. Kachakabonis k'viyochel kanut k'noisnim koyach le korosh bochu le kima oilam. Kiviyochol giving koyach, Hashem is the neshama of the world. It's kiviyochol giving Hashem koyach, lekima oilam. The Kodesh Baruch Hu nishmas oilam. Kmo shealechem ba'olameinu mechaba bein haneshama leguf. What keeps the guf and the neshama together in this world is food, lechem. If you stop eating, the neshama leaves the guf. So ma mechaba et haneshama leguf, ze ochel, zeh yesod hachayim. As Kena Kabonis Hem Etzim Kium Oilo. The Kabonis is the Etzim Kium of the world. Al Derech Shenem or Tnu Oiz Lelokim. Tnu Oiz Lelokim. We have to give strength to Hashem, whatever that means. But the Kabonis gives Koyach Kaviyochel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. ואם תוספת חיים הטבעים לכל הבריאה, וכן שעה כל פרטי הסדר הראשון של התפילה, הברוכס והקבונס, הם כולם עניונים להעמיד אוילם ומלואי על תיקונם הנכון. The brochas and the kabbonas, that's what establishes reality, that's what establishes our ability to exist in this world. So that's just before you've even turned the page of your siddur, before you've even got to Pesukah de Zimra, there's already, you've gone on a spaceship through the whole world, kimat already. Then a person becomes like a malach and he starts singing shira. וגם מזמירי של פסוקי דזמרי חובוקי מסוף העולם הצופה. Those few capital tehillims that we say, what we call פסוקי דזמרי, that also touches the entire world. מתחיל באדם עצמו, הללי נפשי יש השם. Most people don't think about פסוקי דזמרי. Let's take a small opening and understanding of מה זה פסוקי דזמרי. We start off with the person himself. הללי נפשי יש השם. ואחרך בזמיזמה של אוכב שירס אוילם ומלוי בואי נירושלים השם שנישתמס כל אוילם. Then we go through the world, then we start talking about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the nishtum, the shom of the world. Where does the kabonas take place? Where's the chibur bein anashoma, that's Hashem kviyochel, to the world? Ze Yerushalayim, Bahar Habayis, that's where the heaven kisses earth, that's where the two connect, like the nashoma comes into the guf, that's where the nashoma comes into the world. המכסה שמיים באובי ממאיכין על עצמותו, נויסין לבהם מלאכמוי. אך כך בזמיזמה בוי, אוי לא אוי יויסה, הללוי את השם מן השמיים. Now we're really talking about הללוי השם מן השמיים. We started with Adam, then we went into the world, and now we're in the שמיים. ומראימים, כל מלאכיו, כל צבוב. Now we're talking about the מלאכים and the legions, we're talking about heiliger, higher things. ובמיזמה שרחורוב, שר על האוסיד. שירו להשם שיר חודש, למי סתות הוגמי את האוסיד, ואין משיח הוא קם. וזה כהל על האוסיד, לא בוי, כמו בבטויסס בפסוחים. וכן כל שם מזמור דאי לי בליוסיד לא בוי. That capital is talking about ליוסיד לא בוי. That's talking about the next world. ובסוף אי מרון לפני הבוירים, מהלל על כקדוש עצמו, הללו אל בקודשוי. Then we thank Hashem just for the עצם קדושה. ונמצא שסדה זמירויס, We're not just saying a few capital to Yilim. Chazal took a few capitals just to keep you busy while you're waiting for the chazan to get to Baruch Hu. So you say a few, but no, it's bonud, it's a step ladder, each rung after the next. It's a whole step ladder which stands on the ground while it goes all the way to the Shemayim. In Bechayis of Shelofon of Elochorov, the brocha you say before Baruch Shema, Yishtavach you say afterwards, Vashira Sayam. Again, you see Shleimus. What he's trying to bring here is the Shleimus. Is every aspect connects and connects to the other, and it builds an entire edifice of Shleimus. So let me start talking about Malachim. No, because when you get to brochas of Kriyashma, Baruch Brichas Shmoesha, you've gone into a new world. You're in the world where the Malachim are singing Shir, and we join them. The Malachim ain't nishma sa'olam v'raprati pratav. Kamal Chazal, ain lecha esev cha'ain lo malach shemaka lavo'im elo godl. The Malachim, the whole world, the whole world only functions through the Malachim. The blade of grass doesn't grow until the Malach hits it and says, grow. Kamesh Adam l'sham? When we get there, we start saying Kadosh, Kadosh. We enumerated together with the Malachim in that world. When you're holding there already, now you can say Kriyashma. Now you can be Miyachid Hashem. Now you can see the oneness, the infiniteness, the Ein Oid Milvod of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Kriyashma. Then you get to Tfilas Amido, and then you're mamash in front of Hashem. You're in his world. You're in that world that kimat. You're standing there in mamash in front of Hashem, like we saw before. Oymed lifnei HaMelech. Ata b'cheder shel Hashem. V'gam sham chobekes b'keshos ha'olam ha'maloyev. V'vakash shu al kol inyon ha'olam, v'atzrocha v'arishim v'tzach al klal Yisrael, ad ha'gul ha'chreinu. You start asking for all your needs. You're standing, Mamash, in Tfilas Amida. You're standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there we ask Hashem for everything, for our needs, for Klal Yisrael needs, for the Gula, for everything, everything. That's the four steps that a person takes through. There's brachas and kabbalas, then there's Pesukei Zimra, then there's Kriya Shema. You go through that world of the Malachim, and now you're Mamash in Hashem's world itself. Now you have to go home. You can't stay there. The danger is you'll lock it up there so much you won't want to come down. You want to live there forever. Lo yochol. Now, when you're finished and you're full and full of Brichas Hashem, you have to take three steps back. You can't just jump off the ladder. You'll get hurt. You have to go back down the ladder the way you came up. When you climb up the ladder, when you come down the same way you went up. When you come down through three stages. The same stages in reverse, obviously, that we went up. We went up through the Kabbonah, Zmiris, and the Oilam Asrafim of the Balochim. The Kedusha in Avol Tzion, that's connected to the Kedusha of that we said in the Brechas of Kriyashma. Then you say the Shir Shal Yoyim. Well, that's connected to Kedah Zimra. Then we say Pitam HaKetoris, which is the avoiding the Beis HaMikdash, the Kabbonis, that which Mechabez, the Neshama to the Guf. You see, you're coming down the ladder the way you went up. It's exact. You know, it's been yuke. Okay. Okay. So the same thing when you're going up, if you miss a rung, if you jump, when you're climbing up a ladder, if you miss a level, whatever, you miss the stage, when you get there, you don't have everything you need. Or when you get to the Olam Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're missing things. Where's your Kriya Shema? You're missing things. He didn't go up the way he was supposed to. So too after Tfilah. When you don't come out properly, what are you like? You're like a person who went into the Melech. He filled his hands. He's coming out there with all the brachas in the world. But he missed the rug, so he fell off the ladder. He jumped here. He kofetz there. By the time he gets home, he's lost all the brachas. If you don't come down the ladder properly, he loses everything. On your way home, you missed a couple of important tachanot, as you lose it. So there you have it. You have three steps that you have to climb up to get to the melech, and you have three steps to come down when you leave the melech. Those are the seven parts of what we call tfilas shachrish, and zehekef hakol. Includes everything. There's nothing missing there. When a person is finished building this unbelievable edifice, there's another thing. A person goes to the bank and they give him lots and lots of money. He has to look after it. If a person gets the treasure, it's there are a lot of ganavim in the world. There are thieves in the world. See this person coming back from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, from he goes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's coming back with kol habrochot, kol ha'itzah, this treasure that he's just come back with. They want to grab it from him. He has to put down around him a very strong fence. He has to put electrified fence around him so that the koichas can't get near him. Big surprise. How is that the protection for the oitzer?
Yeah.
Because the world out there is hevel, the world out there is empty, it's nonsense, there's nothing there. We have Yichud Hashem. Shall have us kedushah bottle mehem umita lo yishlot uzorim bebechoysof. Elena Shabbach is where we mavdil bein anachnu lagoy. We start in the beginning. We say shalos ani goy.
Yeah.
And so we climb all the way up to a kodesh boch, and now we're coming down, and the koyches hara want to grab hold of it. How did they grab hold of it? You got to get involved in their world. No, Elena Shabbach reminds us shalos anu kagratzlis. We don't like the goyim. Their world's empty. There's nothing there. And that's why it makes this havdalah, this enormous havdalah between us and the Olam HaGoy, keeps them from chapping what we've attained in our davening. Now, none less than Yeshua, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, he took over from Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about untold kindness. He was mechaber aleinu l'shabach. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai tikkun la'omrei gam b'chutz la'aretz. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai made a tikkun to make it also to say it also in chutz la'aretz. U'masayim sham v'zeh l'shoina. V'yeish lo'im ha'oseh b'kavona b'amida u'batifas roish. You have to say the standing up with enormous kavana, with your head covered. Because there's no greater shevach, there's no greater praise that you can give to our Creator. All the praises you could ever think of saying, all included in Aleinu. Pachad. I don't think I've ever said Aleinu properly. Hopefully today I'll try to remember. Vekibalnu, just one second. Vekibalnu, sheyesh loyme shevach ze anu mishtachavim ve'eime beyire beiretes besifui rosh. When we say v'anachnu moide mishtachavim lifnei melech malchem loch, you have to say it be'eime beyire with shaking. She called Seva Shemaim Shoimim, because the whole universe has it. Because Bochu Oimet Sham Bemapalia Shelo, Vakulam Oinim, Vaimrim, Astre Amshe Kaholo, Astre Amshe Shemelokov, Astre Adam Oizloi Bechom, Mesilis, Mesilis Bolivovo. Against the world, the whole world stops. The entire spiritual world stops and comes and listens to you saying, Alen Shabach. And then they praise the person, Astre Amshe Kaholo, Astre Adam, Astre Adam Oiz. That alone the Shabbat on its own is so. There you have it. You have the three steps up, then you have the etzem tefillah, the oimed lifnei melech, the three steps down, and then you have to protect all that. You have this unbelievable. You're coming out there with kol ha'sakiot, you know, like you come out love you from Osher Ad, you know, in kol ha'agala male brochas. Yeah, you don't feel it so much. Where I come from, you have to be careful when you leave the makolet because yesh tabei ganovim. So yeah, too, Aleinu L'Shabach protects us from the Ganovim. How? By separating us, by reminding us and separating us from the Olam HaGoy. There's a Shevach Neire V'Yom Aleinu L'Shabach. So that's the... need to say Aleinu properly, there's a Gam, Choshuv. As those in Mechazek, a lot of the halachas we learned together. A lot of what he's saying, in Derech Machshava, but it's also in between the halachas. The halacha is Mamash Bidyuk Oto Rava. And the mistake people make, and we saw that when we learned the halachas, is the people that think that all the halachas about what to do if you can't say the halach pikkurizim, you can't get to tefillah bezman, chotech zeh. So b'di yevet ma'od gadol zeh. If a person's honest, so now and again, so that's what you have to do, because of the priorities of livnot et tefillah lachatchila that you arrive just before baruch hu, and then you say ashrei quickly, and then you jump and you kofetz whatever. you play with fire. you're crossing the wires, are getting mixed up and crossed as a. You did that to your computer wouldn't work, that's for sure. So you have to remember that. But the chizuk yafu aleinu is more chashuv. The chizuk aleinu we say three times a day. And listen, we see it. It's a major part of our Shmoneh Esrei in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say Aleinu is a major part of the void of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Aleinu, and we say three times a day. So that's a chizuk tov. A good night of Shabbos Hagadol.
Okay, good Shabbos. Yes.
A kosher Pesach for Sameach. And Mitzvah Hashem, we'll see you next Friday, Bezrat Hashem.
Okay, Shpoyach. Okay, Toda Rabba.
We'll be in touch about Bezrat Hashem.
Yeah.
Next week, Bezrat Hashem.
Okay.
You know what? I'll one second of Shmuel. So I'll be in touch with you now with davening. There's Musaf and Hallel. Davening finishes a bit late. I'm not sure when I'm going to be davening. So let's leave it at 10. If there's a problem, we have to make it 10:15 or whatever. I'll phone you. I'll be in touch with you.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Toda. Gam lecha. Toda.
Amen.